Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Bianca Nograde is a freelance scientist. She's a journalist, author, and broadcaster. And she joins us this morning for our Wednesday Science Slot. Bianca, good morning. How are you?
Good. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Right, if I could just ask you to talk a little bit louder so that we can hear you better, even though it is coming across very clearly. Let's talk about this, because everybody's telling us, before you go to bed, don't have screens, make sure that you know it's going to interfere. Has this been proven, or is this some mom who just wants their kids off their devices?
No, look, we do have issues around sleep. So globally, we are in a sleep drought that, generally speaking, we don't get enough sleep. A lot of people don't get enough sleep. And we also know there is a lot of evidence that the use of screens does interfere with both the length of our sleep and the quality of our sleep. And this is particularly the case in young people, in teens and kids. But what we don't know is how much of those things are interrelated. And it turns out that it's actually a lot more complicated than simply screens are the cause of this kind of global sleep problem. Mm. So one thing which I found was really interesting looking at this is that human sleep habits have actually varied a lot throughout history, and they vary a lot across nations and across groups of people. And so, for example, you know, we would assume that, those living in industrialized nations, that we sleep less. Mm-hmm. But in fact, there's been studies looking at, for example, hunter-gatherer societies. So I think the Himba of Namibia, for example, who are nomadic pastoral people, they sleep only around 5 to 6 hours a night on average, which is a lot less than a typical, person. Exactly. So this study was actually looking at 54 different populations around the world to try and work out how much are we actually sleeping. And so these were people in industrialized nations, in non-industrialized nations, and everything in between. And what they found was, first of all, people in industrialized nations are actually sleeping longer. So this is kind of different to what we would expect, because industrialized nations, we're exposed to a lot more screens, a lot more artificial lights. But we actually still sleep longer than people who are less exposed to those things. So it's about 7.1 hours versus 6.4 hours. So it's not a huge difference, but it's significant. But also, we have, in industrialized nations, we have a higher sleep efficiency. So we actually spend more of the time that we have in bed asleep, which maybe that means we get to bed and we're so tired we fall straight asleep. I don't really know why.
Right.
But they were also looking at something called circadian function. And our circadian rhythm is like our internal clock that regulates us being awake and asleep. And it's set by exposure to light and by food and activity and things. And ideally, you want your circadian rhythm to match the day-night, the rhythm of day and night. You want those two things to be in sync.
Mm.
And it turns out that in industrialized societies, they're not so much in sync. And so our circadian rhythms are actually not as healthy in industrialized nations. And that is a problem, because having a circadian rhythm out of whack, we know is associated with, for example, metabolic disorders. There's been studies of people who do shift work, for example, that suggests that when your circadian rhythm is out of whack with the kind of, the day-night cycle, it can actually have health consequences.
Your point, and then we'll come back to that.
Yeah. So essentially, the takeaway from this study is that people in industrialized nations, the fact that we are exposed to so much artificial light and screens doesn't mean that necessarily we're sleeping less. But what it does seem to mean is that our circadian function, our rhythms aren't really in sync they're less in sync, shall we say. They're less healthy than they would be if we weren't exposed to those things.
How do we know? Because so many of us, I know I am a early morning person, otherwise I couldn't do the morning show, but it's a natural thing for me, even if I've always, since a child, woken up very early, but can't really function with high efficiency late into the evening. Is that circadian rhythm, or is that just my own style? How do we know?
Yeah, look, I mean, we do have a lot of variation between individuals about how our bodies operate. But with our circadian rhythm, and you're right, some people are natural early risers. I'm the same. I'm out cold. I'm useless after about 9 o'clock night, but exactly. I'm happily up and working from 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Like other people are not. And we also know that our circadian rhythms change over the course of our life. So when teenagers, we're always complaining about teenagers, you can't get them out of bed in the morning and they stay up so late. That's actually their natural circadian rhythm. And we also know that people who are elderly, they have a different circadian rhythm as well. And I mean, there's sort of theories around whether there are evolutionary reasons for that in terms of watchfulness, who stays awake and watches for predators, that kind of thing. But there's a lot of variation over our lifespan and individually. But generally speaking, it's that kind of your circadian rhythm is it controls hormones, it controls your body's metabolism, level of activity. And so you want that to be, I guess, healthy. And I don't necessarily know what healthy looks like versus unhealthy, but it's what we do know is that things like late exposure to light late at night, for example, or eating, people who shift work who have a big meal in the middle of the night, those things disrupt our circadian rhythm. Right. So there's a lot of variability, but there's a general sense of what is a healthy circadian rhythm and what isn't.
And so taking that back now to quite a practical level, if we're looking at screens and we're looking at this type of thing, first of all, what is a screen? Is it watching a TV which is further away before we go to sleep? Is it something close to ourselves, our phone or iPad, or is it a Kindle? What is a screen?
Look, it is all of those things. It's essentially, the thing with things like looking at phones, particularly at night when we're in bed and it's dark around, and so all we have is the light of the phone right in our face. That's a very direct light source that's artificial, and it interacts, I think, with our circadian rhythm in a different way that, for example, being exposed to sunlight might do. But it's an interesting question about the different kinds of screens. I think from what I understand, that really the issue comes with particularly screen time that is sort of smaller screens that are closer to our face that have that sort of bluer light.
Right.
It's exposure to those in the evening, in the time when we would, I guess, naturally, in the inverted commas, be preparing for sleep. Because what it's telling our brain is, no, be awake. There's light in your face. Be awake, be awake. And when really, outside, the sun might be dimming, it might be dark. That signal is saying, no, you should be asleep now. So it's incredibly complex. And obviously people who live in sort of the Arctic Circle and polar regions, it's a whole other story for them, because they have, 24-hour day or 24-hour night in summer and winter. So it's complex, but there is definitely quite clear associations between that kind of close-up screen exposure, particularly in a darkened environment, around the time when we should be winding down for sleep.
And what is that time? Half an hour.
Well, it varies. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know if I'm sure there are studies looking at controlling that sort of, doing a study of, well, if you're looking at it 6 o'clock at night, does that have the same impact as looking at it at 9 o'clock at night? I mean, I guess for me, for example, in summer it might be light until 9 p.m.
So it depends on that as well.
Looking at my computer,
right?
Yeah, that will have a different impact to when it's dark at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
And I'm kind of hunched on the sofa looking closely at my iPhone. So it's a really complex picture.
But very, very interesting. That is, in fact, where we leave it, Bianca Nograde. And that is talking to us about sleep, talking to us about screens. I'd love your thoughts on it. And I'd love your feedback, because it is an important conversation, and one that we are starting to really deal with more and more. It is 7:30.